We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. It's the Bart Winkler Show. This is Friday, December 1st. Big day in the Winkler household. This means that, first of all, it's a weekend. And my kid, who's at daycare, loves weekends. He's already, like, trained on what a three-day week. I think he likes school. But with Thanksgiving, they had Wednesday and Friday off, and all he was talking about all weekend was it was a five-day weekend. And then Sunday night, he like got the Sunday scaries, knowing that he'd have to go back to school. It's like this kid's 4 years old, and he's already freaking out when he hears the 60 minutes clock after the NFL game. So that's, some things you instill in your kids, and you're like, did they learn that too early in their life, or do you wish they would have learned it earlier than you did? And this kid's got the Sunday scaries already. So that's great. Bucks Bulls on Thursday night. Go live after that game. So I'm going to do my little song and dance here. And then I'll provide that as the rest of the episode, which is also on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, Dan Shaney Insurance. And you can check him out with his new and improved website that the guys from SunAnt Interactive did. So, again, it's people helping people, man. It's people helping people here in the Bart Winkler universe or the Winklerverse. And I do want to thank some of you guys again. I'm going to miss people. God, I hope not. I'm trying to get everybody who has tweeted me their posted to me their Spotify Wrapped. I want to make sure that I can acknowledge everybody that has done that. I did. Where did I stop yesterday? I think I gave Zach a shout out. And then as soon as I gave him one, I saw one guy that even eclipsed Zach. There's a guy here. I don't even know how this is possible. William Croak. Croaky Croak. It says he listened to the show for 26,520 minutes, a top 0.1% fan. So if I do 26,500 minutes, how many minutes? Divided by what? Let's say an episode is 65 minutes on average. That'd be 407 episodes. I haven't done that much. Are you, Billy, you like listening to these twice? You just let this thing roll? I don't know, but that's really cool. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. So I don't know that anybody can beat that number. Other people, Martinez, I'm his number one podcast. He's an OG. Joey, 7,200 minutes. Number one on the original D-Pots list. Bucky Boyd. 17,000 minutes, only eclipsed by a guy who lets it play when he sleeps, I guess. Top 0.5% fan. Who else do we got here? Grego, Cheddar Greg, 13,000 minutes. Big Me Math, number one on his list, 9,000 minutes. Q with 8,000 minutes, but he was probably on for 9,000 minutes. So that makes sense. Chris with 15,000 minutes. And Gene says, in Coach Bud's voice, only top 8%, I will be better. switched over to the YouTube too many times to see Tim Shea's face. 6,000 minutes for Austin. And then Marcus, some of you guys don't have Spotify. Marcus, I listen to more Bart Winkler show than any of you. I'm going to listen to Spotify next year to prove it. Fuck you, Apple Podcast. Weather app is good, though. I'm also the most humble person on earth. No one is more humble than me. Marcus, that's awesome. Every part of that tweet is great. Love to see it. Shall we talk for a moment about Jackson Churio? That's why I wanted to do something separate before we got to the Bucks stuff, is because I look at this news, and I touched on it a little bit yesterday, but I look at this news and I'm just like ecstatic that this could be going down. And it seems like by all accounts, it will go down unless like somebody talks him out of it. Jackson Churio, we found this out, and the story has been progressing over the last 48 hours that momentum is building with the extension talks. You're looking around an 8-year deal that could still then have two team options. And that's how a lot of these work, is they give you the 8 years, $80 million, that'd be about $10 million. And then there's two team options. So already the guy's going to agree to 8 years, and then you have team options for another two, which I don't know why the player agrees to that, but that is what they seem to agree to. I'll read the John Heyman tweet. Top center field prospect Jackson Churio, 19, and the Brewers are expected to complete today the richest contract ever for a player who has yet to reach the big leagues. The deal is expected to be for 8 guaranteed years, close to $80 million, include two team options. Playing under the assumption that this is either going to happen or has happened. I don't understand how. So, okay, I guess I do understand for a minute. If you're just a normal fan and, you know, you're not minor league hunting or whatever, and maybe you've heard the name Churio once or twice, but all of a sudden you hear this report that the Brewers are going to give this 19-year-old kid who really hasn't played any higher than A-ball, double A-ball consistently. And that'd be a good time. Our guy, Javik Blake, I talked to him. It's on YouTube. It's on the Apple. I talked to him because he was the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, and he was calling a bunch of Churio's games. So if you want to go back and check that one out, that's really cool with all the Jackson Churio news, just because he was able to cover it and talk to him and meet the guy, and we'll be kind of a part of each other's stories. You know, got to call my games and that level of play, and Javik Blake's got all these highlights that he can, you know, put on his tape with Jackson Churio, not too bad. But if you don't know much about him, you're like, wait a minute. What? The Brewers are going to give a guy guaranteed 8 years who's 19? And what? I get the initial, huh? But all you need to do is like a quick Google search or ask somebody that's Brewers knowledgeable. And if you're familiar with Jackson Churio at all, like, I only make those qualifications to be like diplomatic, because really, if you hear that Jackson Churio is going to sign with the Brewers for the next 8 years guaranteed, and then there's two club options after that, within a fucking millisecond, you should be excited about this. Jackson Churio, if he doesn't do this, he's going to come up here. We're going to have to dick around with his service time. We're going to have him for a few years. We're going to do arbitration on him. He's going to cost so much more money. Then he'll get to the end of his contract. We're not going to be able to afford the arbitration. And then we're going to have to trade him or let him walk in 4 or 5 years. A guy that the Brewers, you know, found, put in their system, and all that stuff. And somebody else is going to, and he's going to be in pinstripes somewhere, making $400 million on a 7-year deal. I mean, if you're the Brewers, this is an absolute no-brainer. And you have to, like, you want him to sign first, because if you're Matt Arnold, he's going to see your pen shaking about how, like, you can't believe this is actually happening. Okay? You're going to go to sign that contract and be like, I can't believe this. He's actually going to sign this. That's what it's going to be like. So make sure he signs first. This is an absolute no-brainer. Okay, well, what if the Brewers, man, they can't afford to play in what ifs. They have to, if Churro's willing to do this, they have to do it. Well, you want to draft this guy in the first round? Well, what if, you know, he's not been playing basketball that long and he's really only playing in second level Greece. What if it doesn't work out? You wasted a first round pick. Well, guess what? That was Giannis. Sometimes you hit on these guys, sometimes you don't. And it would be a different kind of risk than Brewers fans are used to, but this is the kind of shit they need to do. They are a small market team. They will always be a small market team. I mean, this whole council thing, I think that, like, you know, there's a lot of Brewer fans. There's a lot of Brewer fans. But the minute we got tied up with the Chicago shit in council, it felt like an invasion. It felt like, oh, our army cannot handle the amount of people here that are coming after us. This Cubs battalion is just so much greater in size. And with more fans comes more money, comes more resources, comes more success, most likely. So the smaller market teams have to kind of figure out and manipulate the way to do things. And that's what's happening. And I applaud the Brewers for trying to do this. It's aggressive. It's not something that we see a lot. We've seen it in a few cases. It'd certainly be the most guaranteed money to a guy who's never played in a major league uniform ever. And so, yeah, there's going to be inherent risk to that. But there was risk when Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon for the first time, which was totally real. By the way, fun trivia question. It was Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins is the third guy. So if you're ever in a trivia contest and you got to remember who the third guy was, it's Michael Collins. That is a piece of information that I have chosen to retain just in case that ever comes up. It never has. But if I'm in a trivia master game someday or on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, that's what I'll retain. I'll say, oh fuck, I know this one. Listen to my podcast. And you hear I've talked about this before. If you listen to my podcast, you'll hear I said it. Very excited about Jackson Churio long term. What I had said too is I compared, like, who else is making money at that range. So average annual salary of baseball players that are making about $10 million. So what does $10 million get you? $10 million gets you Mark Canna. Mark Canna Brewers could have accepted that option. That's $10 million. You want Mark Canna or you want Jackson Churio? Here's who's making around $11.5 to $9.5 million in baseball. Rafael Montero, 32-year-old relief pitcher, Astros. Jake Cronenworth, 29-year-old first base, Padres. Some of these are better deals than others. Sandy Alcantara, that's a good deal with the Marlins, the pitcher. Bo Bichette, $11 million. He's 24. Eugenio Suarez, $11 million. Steven Matz, remember when he was good? He got a 4-year deal for $44 million at age 30. Is that a good deal? Joey Gallo's making $11 million. Is that a good deal? Taylor Rogers, $11 million, relief pitcher. Is that a good deal? Lance Lynn just signed 1 year, $11 million. Is that good? Would you rather have Churio? Randall Grichuk's making $10 million to sort of play outfield. Lucas Giolito has been cut like 7 times this year, $10 million. J.P. Crawford, 27, $10 million. James McCann, catcher, 30, $10 million. Antonio Senzatella, $10 million. Blake Snell, there you go, 26, $10 million. James Paxton, 33-year-old pitcher, Red Sox, $10 million. Alex Cobb, who? Pitcher, 34, $10 million. Matt Boyd, $10 million. Remember when the Brewers were going to trade for him? Jordan Montgomery, David Robertson, Christian Vasquez, J.D. Martinez, Ermin Marquez, Craig Kimbrell, Manuel Margot, Daniel Bard, Drew Smiley got $10 million per. I don't know a guy I take over Jackson Churio in that. So it's a good deal. Cone Roller had a comment. Churio would then be the second highest paid Brewer, while proving absolutely nothing at the big league level, why are we proposing to our high school girlfriend on graduation day? And my response is, we live in Findlay, Wisconsin. We live in a small town, population 80. It's a shithole, and you get out the minute that you can, okay? And you're dating a girl, and for whatever reason, whatever was in the water, maybe they're not from there, maybe their car broke down and they never moved. No one came to save them. But there's a girl who looks a little different than all the other girls, acts a little different. She is a catch of all catches. She's a 10 in New York. She's a 100 in Findlay. And she wants to stay with you. She wants to be with you. So you marry her as an eighth grader. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. You marry her the minute that you legally can consent to marriage. You know, in the movies, never mind. Just fucking forget about it. RK on Twitter says, I can't believe there are actually people against this move. I don't get how we're the same species. And that's what I'm trying to figure out lately, man. Things that seem so obvious to me. Lock up Jackson Chirio. Don't call for a coach's firing after 10 games. Be furious that Craig Counsell went to the Cubs. It just seems like the pushback to that is so obvious. And as I've said, I've had plenty of takes that have been shit or that have been a risk or that have been like debatable. But my Lord, it seems like the more confident I've become in something, the more loud the opposite approach to that is. It's really quite baffling. I don't understand what's happening. I really don't. I feel like either people just don't give a fuck anymore, or social media has gotten weird, or maybe I'm dumb. I don't know. One thing that is not dumb, one thing that actually is a great idea, is going to Tupelo Honey downtown in Milwaukee, right near the Third Ward there, right by 794. By those pickleball courts. It is right near the public market. These are very good directions. Clyburn and Broadway. It's a Southern kitchen and bar type atmosphere. They've got brunch on the weekends. They serve breakfast during the week. They've got great food as well. And they do have a location in Milwaukee. And you can get some really delicious stuff. The mac and cheese waffles. How have I not tried that yet? The mac and cheese waffles with Asheville hot fried chicken. How have I not tried that yet? Sriracha honey fried chicken, I did get the last time. Steak and eggs. You can get the avocado toast I had last time. The cool guy I am. The sandwiches look great. I got to get a sweet and spicy chicken. Avocado melt. Dessert's really good. The Southern sodas are very good. I got to dip into some of the beer and those specialties. So it's really a great time, a great environment, a great part of that downtown. And thanks to all of you guys who have been going there. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. That's where you get your reservations in. And I hope to see you down there sometime here in the month of December. TupeloHoneyCafe.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout.
world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
I got some Carl's Place voicemails for you all. Carl's Place, carlovet.com/Bart. Vincent in Anaheim, late on the show yesterday. I got to a voicemail from him. He wanted to know Matt in the Falls' thoughts on the Minnesota Wild firing their coach, Dean Evason, former Admirals coach. All right, your boys talked to him a time or two. Well, here's our Minnesota Wild correspondent, Matt in the Falls.
Hello, this is your Minnesota Wild correspondent. Bringing some rough news. Dean Evason was fired recently, a couple nights ago. We got our first win without him last night. It had to be done. It hurts. We've made the playoffs 4 years in a row, but we haven't won a series. And we started out this year just truly dreadfully. This is not the same hockey team that I thought that I would be watching. But we're one of the worst teams in the NHL this year, and our roster is so much better than that. It's crazy. We're getting no production from Kaprizov, nothing from Boldy. Goaltending has been abysmal. Last year we had two goaltenders who were both high quality starting goaltenders that could have played for other teams, and now neither of them are any good. So it's just not a good situation up in Minnesota right now. And, a little fight here. Sorry, watching Red Wings Rangers. Pretty good game so far. What else are you going to do on a Wednesday night other than watch some exciting hockey? Because it's a cool sport. So we'll see how this goes. New coach. I don't know much about him. He's got some experience, so that's good. It's not going to be like an Adrian Griffin thing where we just bring in some guy and say, hey, here, try to coach this professional hockey team. You've never done this before, but just give it a shot. So hopefully we'll be right in the ship because, it's just been a terrible year, Bart. Terrible year.
Oh, wow. I really had no idea about anything hockey. I was going to go when I went to Pittsburgh to the Penguins game. They played the Sabres, my guys. But tickets were way too expensive. How are the Wild doing? The Wild, what conference are they in? The West? Well, the Blackhawks are bad? I got no idea. Wild are second last in the Central Division. My brain can't do it. I've tried. My brain can't do it, but I know there's some of you that like hockey. I actually got a complaint on the episode I did with Tim Shea. We talked a lot of Badgers, did not mention hockey. Look, there's a lot of great sports to like for the Badgers. But if they're not good in football or basketball, I'm not going to make myself feel better and support another team they have. Well, basketball and football are down, but holy shit, have you seen their wrestling team? Do they even have one? I know they don't have baseball. That sucks. That makes no sense. If they had a baseball team, I maybe would get into it. All right, here is Brick in West Dallas, 402-915-BART, 402-915-2278. That number on the Bart Winkler X page.
Good morning, Bart. On Thursday. I just wanted to say great content on the live stream. I was dying when the Q called out Jake for hearing what he wanted to hear after just completely railing on people for hearing what they want to hear. Loved it. Awesome content. Super happy about the Bucks in-season tournament. I am all in on this. It's because I watch, European soccer, and I love the cups and all that stuff. Gives everyone kind of a shot and actually accomplishing something in a given season versus just the top couple of teams. It's just do away with the funky courts. If you want to do a commemorative court or something, just do something that doesn't look god-awful. Otherwise, I'm all in. I'm in for the ship. Let's do it. I've been saying that since day one. Let's go get that in-season IST ring, baby. Let's go. I had a kind of off-the-wall take here. I don't know if it's off-the-wall, but kind of off-the-wall topic. I know you don't like to talk it, but Aaron Rodgers, I know you've been saying on and on and on that he's not coming back, and I agree with you. I still don't think he is, but the Jets opened up his 21-day practice window that he can come back. And one thing that I thought of the immunized versus vaccinated topic way back when, that he got tricky with his words and how he said stuff. He said, and it said that he tore his Achilles, right? Well, technically, a sprain or a strain is a partial or slight tear. Depends on how much is torn is what grade it is. Never did they come out and say it's completely torn. Yeah, we saw the damage to it when he stepped, but it could have been just a pretty nasty sprain versus a complete tear that didn't need to be fully repaired like a Kobe or like a Kirk Cousins was going to need. So that's my thought on that. Talk about it if you want. I know you kind of get fed up with Rodgers' talk. So sprain equals a tear. Rodgers said it was torn. You know how he likes to play with his words to get attention. But also the other day, sorry, one last thing. The other day I saw a clip from the Pat McAfee show, and Rodgers was talking about football, about cadences and how cadences have changed over time and whose cadences he likes and that kind of stuff. And it was awesome. Great. Love it. Rodgers is one of the most interesting people in the world when he's talking about football because his mind works better than the rest of ours when it comes to football. So probably coming up on my time limit here, so I'm going to let you go. The voicemail go. All right, I hope everyone has the data that they deserve, especially Craig Council. Fuck you.
I've said that about Rodgers, too. Rodgers talking about football is captivating. It is compelling. It is interesting. And I love it. I still, if I catch him talking about football, that's what I'm watching now. Rodgers talking about football, I will actively go out and listen to. It's all the other shit. It's I don't know. You know where I'm at. Well, what's going to happen is he's not going to come back. There's a lot of other shit and good shit going on to talk about that we can talk about besides, oh, fuck. Just annoying. And then if it does come out that he was like lying or embellished it, no one will care. You know, you support Rodgers. You won't care. You won't care. That's where we're at. Very polarizing guy. And people are entrenched in him. I can at least admit some of this stuff. I admit that he does good with charities. I admit that, you know, he, I think, is very complimentary of Jordan Love when he doesn't have to be and really does wish for his success. I think that's great. I do love that he denied Joe Namath's number when Joe said it was fine and he respected Joe's career. I like hearing him talk about football. He just needs a hug, man. He just needs a hug. All right, we'll talk some bucks here coming up. You could save a bunch of bucks by going to omahasteaks.com, put Bart Winkler in the search bar. There's a $99 package, burgers and steaks and meat and the au gratin potatoes. Au gratin? I just call them AG potatoes. And then you can get all that and then get a discount even more so. So check it out. Omaha Steaks. that's what you do when you don't have a read in front of you. OmahaSteaks.com. Put Bart in the search bar. We'll talk some bucks. Come on out next. Bucks lose to the Bulls 120 to 113. They had an opportunity to win this game. They were up three heading into overtime, and they let Alex Caruso take a shot, and he scored. The ball went in the hoop. So that meant overtime. After that, overtime, the Bucks, you know, had some chances to win the game, and then they did not. The Bulls won this game. This was a game that the Bulls probably should have won anyway. I think whatever the Bucks are doing, they got in kind of a habit that they can just try when they want to, and they need to break that habit. So the initial title of
this YouTube was Chicago Bulls become the first victim or become another victim of Bucks not trying until they feel like it. Now the title of this YouTube on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream is Bucks realize they can't play the comeback card forever, lose to the Chicago Bulls. And I wonder how much of the discussion now is going to be about the one thing that I just don't know if I feel like discussing it tonight, because it can't, we can't do it. We can't do this every time the Bucks, well, I mean, not even lose, but every time they just flat out play, there's got to be a whole discourse on Adrian Griffin. Remember, the last time the Bucks played the Bulls, they won by 9. That was November 13th. In that time, it's been all Adrian Griffin talk. And in that time, his team went 8-1. Now 8-2. So since that article was written on Brew Hoop, okay, just shout out for what it is. Well, since the article, the Bucks have gone 7-2. And they lost by 3 to Boston, and they lost to the Bulls. Both of the losses were similar, where they were down big and then came back and rallied, but it just wasn't enough. So I've already seen some garbage out there. Dean, of all the Bucks, had a scale that if Kidd is a 0 and Bud is a 10, Adrian Griffin's a -3. That was his first tweet since July. Peter Bukowski of Locked On Packers, Locked On Today, 8 minutes ago, says there's still a non-zero chance Doc Rivers is the coach of the Bucks by Valentine's Day. I mean, what are we doing? Let's read some of the comments on YouTube. Man. All right. Andre says, pathetic, with at least 15 exclamation points. Alex takes a rational approach, says, bummer, they should have won this one. Can't win them all. Richard says, Lillard disappeared. Now, I know at one point, late in the fourth quarter, he had just 1 point in the second half, was giving the ball up to Beasley, who was knocking down some threes, and Lopez, too. John says, are we allowed to complain about fouling, not fouling up three, or is that racist? That's a pretty stupid, that's dumb. That's dumb. That's a dumb thing. I know who this is. That is a dumb thing. You're not backdooring your way into this. No. Not doing that. Adam says, is the Milwaukee Bucks franchise just a jobs program for star players and their less talented brothers? Wow. You guys are not excited tonight. Jake says, are we still going to pretend like we don't have a coaching issue? Wow. Chris says, this coach sucks. Q says, I'm not calling in tonight. People are so dumb about regular season NBA. Embarrassed losing to this team. Okay. I don't think they should have lost this game. But they did. And I would say not following up three is a big reason. But also, don't get down to 12 points against the Bucks in the quarter. I think, Tyler, are you at the game?
Can you see me? Yeah.
Yeah. Were you at the United Center?
We got boots on the ground over here.
Boots on the ground in Chicago.
I've been talking trash, but we got a big loss today. But here's my deal, man. How do you like? They're playing Beauchamp and Ajax in the third. I don't think they cared. Like Giannis wasn't even sweating. We really should not be taking these games that serious. I think Dame looked a little frustrated towards the end, but he was also not asking for the ball. He was passing it. I can't take these games that seriously.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are going to. But I don't know how serious the Bucks are taking these games. And if you want to decide that that's a coaching problem, that's fine. I just don't like the Bucks. I don't know. Here, I want to read one tweet from Martinez. I think it's obvious now that this version of this Bucks team isn't trying to blow teams out. These cats are really taking the first to third quarter as an extended practice to work on chemistry and live action. And we can assume that, say that. And if they're doing it, I think it would calm people down if we just knew that. I think a lot of people are upset because they're expecting top-notch 100 out of 100 Bucks play. They're expecting playoff Bucks basketball 6 weeks after we started with a new superstar and a new head coach. So I think that's where the disconnect is people are expecting championship basketball on November 30th. Now, I'm not excusing a loss to the Bulls. And I bet you if DeRozan and what's-his-nuts, LaVine played, that the Bulls do lose this game because they fucking suck with those guys. But you give some other guys some playing time, they have an opportunity to beat the Bucks. They fucking beat the Bucks.
I mean, the pick and roll between Giannis and Dame is just non-existent right now. They're trying to figure it out. Even when they do it, they shoot it off, right? It's not like Giannis sets the screen and then Dame shoots right away. They're throwing it to the third guy. I think they're just playing around. I just don't think these games matter, and it's going to be a lot for me to convince me otherwise. And we talked for years how coaches don't matter, and you're telling me that like these early November games I'm supposed to take that much credit for? I don't know, man. I've seen Giannis sweat. I've seen him. He wasn't even sweating tonight. I've seen him. He wasn't driving towards the hoop. He wasn't putting his body on the line. I think it's just a game. And yeah,
well,
I don't know.
And if it's just a game for them, it's clearly more than that for the Bulls, and they're going to beat you.
This is the biggest moment of the Bulls' year.
Well, the second biggest will be when they trade Caruso, and the first biggest will be when they trade LaVine.
Yeah, we ain't getting either of them. But
is there a decent amount of Bucks fans tonight or no? It didn't sound like it. I just wondered if people made the trip.
So it's Greek towns right here. So like the Greek group. I thought everyone was a Wisconsin person. I wanted to talk to them, but no, everyone's just Greek people in Chicago. So that's a big part of the group. That's where you're hearing a lot of screaming from Giannis doing something.
All right. Well, Tyler, thanks for the BOTG.
Yeah, man. Pleasure to join.
We're always here anytime. Boots on the ground with Tyler, who is in Chicago. Got some unfriendlies in the stream tonight. Bearded Gamer's back. Hello there, old friend. How about them Bulls? I figured a Bull fan or two would jump in here tonight. I don't know where this guy's coming from. Chasing Dream says, y'all trash barely won against my Miami Heat. With no Butler or Hero, can't wait till the playoffs. Y'all sorry motherfuckers. Ooh. Again, I am a beacon for the opposing teams, it seems like. I got Ben L. here. I'll bring him in just a second. Remember, Happy Place Hem and that code BART should work through the, BART works forever, 25% off. BORT works through the end of the week, 30% off. Shout out to Jean, just told me she picked up some more Sleepy Time CBD, CBN gummies, and some lip balm. Remember, Delta 8s, Delta 9s, THC, CBD, CBDN, CBG, a lot of different gummies that you can try. I recommend just getting a sampler pack right away. Get a sampler pack, see what they're like, see what they do to you, see how they affect you, see how they help you sleep or what helps you feel good or whatever. And then order again because the code works every time. HappyPlaceHemp.com. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BORT this week for 30% off, and BART always works for 25%. All right, Ben L. on the headset.
How can we take the game seriously when they literally inbound the ball to Giannis to get fouled at the end of the game to take the last two free throws?
Yeah, what was that about? I mean, he made them.
They're giving them time to be good in the clutch for free throws? I don't know. I mean, in a playoff game, they're never doing that, right?
I fucking hope not.
So we won the game.
I don't know that I can answer that.
You can't be serious like that. If you're out there as a Bucks fan and you're worried that the Bucks were taking this game seriously, just look. I mean, that block by Giannis at the end of the game, that was the end of the game. The game was over.
On what's his nuts?
Yeah.
So we should have fouled, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they lost the game. I got another Cubs fan here. Y'all suck. We take counsel, and now this. Cubs fan, Bulls fan.
You got some good trolls. I love it.
Nick says, show some damn life and that you care about playing and winning. Adam says, I think if the team isn't going to take it serious, then that's radiating to the fans. We can either be pissed or find some humor in it. Taylor says, let's be sad that today was Carol Meekin's last day at TMJ4 rather than lose our shit over this isolated loss. Brewers Kill 823 says, hear me out. Dane literally mailed this in. Dude was lazy. You could see it in his body language. I don't know.
I mean, he had like 4 assists in like 5 minutes.
So quarters 1 through 3 I watched on a computer while hosting a radio show while also watching Cowboys Seahawks.
Yeah.
Is my reflection of watching quarter 4 that they just kind of seem like they're running at 75% speed? Like, is that accurate? Was this the whole game problem?
I don't know. I'm kind of confused why we're like the whole 1 through 3, we're not trying. And then in the 4th, we are. Like,
I guess in the past, I would be like, well, this is great because it, you know, it's going to help for playoffs and whatever. But I don't think that's what's going on here. They were up like 9-0 right away. And I'm like, okay, this will be a blowout. Bulls aren't playing anybody good. Let's just make this an easy one. And then, you know,
you don't want to blow people out if you can blow them out.
They need to come back on Sunday. They need to come back against the Heat. They need to, it's like,
yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at is like, why don't we just, why aren't we playing to blow a team out and then rest in the 4th?
Yeah, I don't know either.
Like, why is every night a struggle instead of 3 out of 4 nights we're up 15 in the 4th?
And I don't think this is like, so there's a lot of big picture Buck stuff going on, and a lot of it's centered around new coach trying to figure shit out. And some people are going to have patience with that. Some people are not. And so that's kind of going on in the background of all these conversations, and people bring it up all the time. But I think like tonight, if you're just going to individually look at tonight, yes, it's one game. This will have little effect on anything that happens. It's, you know, whatever. But also I think like, if you sat down and watched this game tonight, this was sloppy, shitty, dumb. It wasn't a good basketball game. And you can have those across 82 games. I think like if this happened Saturday against the Hawks, okay, whatever. We're watching college football. We're out. It's a weekend. This happened on a Thursday night. People are watching the game if they can get it on Bally's, of course.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what the fuck? What the fuck was this? It's just like what the fuck was this? That it's like, I don't even, what's even the breakdown? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. The breakdown, you're right. They should have followed at the end of the game. I saw a couple people. If it's a playoff game and you want good coaching, you follow at the end of the game to lock it up.
Red guy's back. He says these rednecks in Milwaukee need to take gummies to get over these horrible losses.
Clever.
Yeah. Well, first of all, 25% off this week, 30. Also, this is the Bucks' 6th loss of the season. If we're taking gummies for 6 losses, what the fuck are you guys hitting for your 14? Okay.
It's Chicago. I'd be careful what you say.
I mean, what are you guys discarding in the trash? Just a lot of great comments on here. Fun. Jake's here. Hot take, Jake. Thoughts?
Well, that sucked. yeah, the quarters 1 through 3 thing, like, you can only do that for so long before that's going to come back to bite you in the ass. At some point, you do have to give some, you know, modicum of effort in those quarters if you expect, especially to put good teams away. Maybe tonight is a good learning tool for them to say, oh, yeah, even against shit teams like Chicago, we do have to kind of try a little bit and not just expect Dame to take the ball and go do his thing in the 4th. Dame was weird tonight. He is like a maestro with the basketball, but in the 4th quarter and in overtime, it was like, what is this orange orb that you are handing me? I don't know what this is, what I'm supposed to do with it. Very, very uncharacteristic for him. And it would have been nice if Chris Middleton showed up. That contract is going to be a problem if it's not already. We need more from the $30 million man. And bad night for the Griff lovers or the Griff guys and gals, because he had a bad night tonight from the rotations.
But is this where we're at? Is this where we're at, Jake? Is every game going to be the same discourse, or is it going to be Middleton contract and Griff fire meter?
Well, I mean, when it comes down to it,
that's annoying, and I'll quit doing this, and I'll go DoorDash again if that's what we're gonna do.
Well, if it calls for it, he should be allowed to be criticized. Both those guys should be allowed to be criticized. I just think Bucks fans are weird when it comes to certain people. Like Bobby Portis has a bad game, and they are ravenous. They want his head on a pike. Middleton has a bad game. It's like that meme with Gordon Ramsay and the kid. Like, oh, you're so special. You're so beautiful. Don't ever talk bad about Middleton. But I do want to talk about some of the miscues from Griff tonight. I mentioned the rotations. There was some moments in the fourth there, like the inbounds play where they got it to Giannis. They bailed him out by Giannis hitting those two free throws, because why was he not the one inbounding the ball in the first place? That was a big miscue. And then the one that annoyed me most, and I was screaming about it, you're up three. They have 5 seconds. When they inbound the ball, take a damn foul. What do? They're switching on defense. They get freaking Caruso on Lopez, who should not have even been on the floor in the first place. The only reason you would have him in there is for interior defense, and down three, they're not taking the ball towards the hoop. Get your best perimeter defenders out there. They don't foul. Sure enough, Caruso hits the stupid pull it out of his ass miracle shot. And at that point, it was elementary. The momentum had shifted. Momentum is real in basketball. And to me, that was just, the last 5 minutes was a formality. They weren't winning tonight.
Ben, any thoughts on any of that?
Well, I think the third topic, not the Chris Middleton or Griff talk, is we need to start blowing a couple teams out. Quarters 1 through 3 need to matter somewhat, because otherwise we're going to have our stars, playing tough minutes at the end of the game, and that's when you get injured, I think, instead of having some rest at the end of the game. But I agree with what Jake said. It is Griff's loss. I mean, that whole sequence, that whole last minute could have been managed properly.
Yeah. Stalas Tom says, I don't want to talk about the obvious problems. I'm not coming on here and saying Adrian Griffin is great. And I'm not coming on here and saying he's absolved from all criticism. I just think that we went from, like, I would enjoy nice discussion about what our coach is, what he's bringing to the table, what we think that can be improved, how we're seeing him grow, if we're not seeing him grow. I would enjoy that kind of discussion. But right away it went to firing, and that's not finding anybody that's
watching. I'm not saying fire. I want to see in the next couple of weeks some blowouts. To see if he can orchestrate some blowouts.
I did too, and I think that would be good for everybody. We went right away. I mean, we as Bucks, whatever we are, we went right away to fire the coach. And so now we can't talk about Griffin because it's always about firing. And
who's
feel
saying
like I
fire Griffin, though? Because I don't know if I've ever heard it once on this show. I've never said it.
Well, I bring it up, but other people say it. Other people have said it a lot on here. The comments are always saying it.
I don't know.
I love the comments.
Again, you got to remember, Bart. The
Eric says I may be lying with the internet because I bullied him about Griff.
Yeah, that went too far. I feel bad for Paul on that one.
I didn't bully no shit.
No, I know. It wasn't your fault, but people are just, yeah.
Henny God says, admit hiring a rookie coach was a mistake. But this is what I said the other day. This may not have been a good decision.
But you committed to it.
But they're not going to fire him right now. So if you want Griff fired, like, it may have been a bad decision. They did not know that they were getting Dame here. Okay. I don't know that I would have, whatever. It may have been a bad decision. They may end up firing him. He may not make the season. We can't do it in November, and now it'll be December. But I've said it all along. I've said this I said this before. I'll reiterate. If Adrian Griffin's getting fired, it's going to be in March. No sooner. It's going to be in March where they get a guy, and maybe it's Bukowski's boy, Doc Rivers, or promote Prunty or do something. But I don't see that happening.
Well, I think I'll defend you here a little bit, Bart, because like I said, you were like the face of, you know, you were like John Cena back in 2021. Never give up, hustle, loyalty, respect. I'm putting my chairs out on the street. And that positivity can be rare. But in the same token, last year when they were down 2-1 to Miami and I said this team's in trouble, you were like, dude, they're not losing to the eighth seed. It's not happening. You need to chill. And I think sometimes the positivity can be a little bit blinding. I'm just saying.
No, I don't think that we need to jump to the craziest conclusion right away.
But honestly, this is probably a hot take. Is Doc Rivers better than Griff?
I don't want Doc.
I don't want
Doc. I don't want Doc, no.
No. Like, I would – what, 2008? That's 15 years ago.
Can I tell you who I want? And
Jake, here. I got a couple more comments. All right,
peace.
Oh, you can stay.
Oh, okay.
I was just doing a professional reset.
Yeah, you have a very calming influence on this show. I like it.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
That's the hottest take so far, though.
I want Mike Budenholzer. That's who I want.
No better than Griff.
Oh, that's scorching.
Just bring back Bud. He can be our version of Billy Martin on the Yankees.
Elm says that loss was on Dame. No points in second half or overtime. Well, he did have the one. Stalas Tom says, as Dame goes, so go the Bucks. He needs 35 a night. I don't know if that's true, but what did he have?
No, that's not true.
He only had 19.
18, 1 of 6 for 3, which Q brought up.
I will say this about Dame. I did have a moment tonight where this thought went through my head, and it was a fleeting moment, but do you remember that game where people were criticizing, or back in the day, people were criticizing Kobe for shooting too much? And then the next game, he went out and did not shoot a shot in, like, the second half, and they lost to Dallas by, like, 3. It was a nationally televised game. I had that thought for a second, and I'm like, something going on here? Because he literally did look like he was actively not trying to shoot for a minute. Maybe I was seeing things.
Well, and you got to remember, we didn't have Pat Connaughton tonight, so.
True, and Andre Jackson Jr. went down. So.
Yeah, and Andre Jackson Jr. But what we do have,
I do love me some Ajax.
What we do have is this nice merch from 4Golf. 4GolfApparel.com, promo code BART, 10% off all orders. I got the long sleeve on because I needed something to fit my dad bod, and these are great at that. Maybe
you know who you remind me of right now? What? Frank Costanza.
I look like Frank Costanza?
Yeah, I don't know why. That color and just, you know, just reminds me of something that George's dad would wear.
I could see me looking like a young Frank Costanza.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
I can do.
Yeah.
People are asking about Griff and Giannis and did Horse want Nurse instead? And he went with Griffin or he went with Giannis. I don't know how much of Giannis focusing on Griff. I don't know how much, like, it's not like Bud got fired and Giannis ran to Horse office and said, go get the assistant coach in Toronto.
No, but I think he was the deciding factor for sure.
I don't know.
He wanted a former player.
Well, then we got to blame Giannis if everybody hates Griff.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to protect Giannis from himself. Remember, he lost his shit when Kidd got fired, and he tried to get Kidd rehired after they fired him.
Oh, gosh.
Corey says, this team isn't built to blow teams out. Every game will look the same, whether it's the Bulls or Celtics. We'll grind teams out to the last seconds of the fourth, where we have the biggest advantage.
That's not true.
Pretty dangerous game.
It's not true.
I got Ben and Jake, and here is Cone Roller back on the stream.
What's up?
What's up, Cone? Yo.
You know, this discussion is sounding a lot like Badger basketball with how we – you know, go from one end of the spectrum of firing Greg Gard to loving him and offering him a life contract.
Exactly. Is Grant going to do a Griffin gauge?
Yeah.
Griffin gauge? I don't know. I'd be like in the middle all the time probably. Unless they drop to somewhere, anywhere near 500, then I would sound the alarm. But I just don't see it happening.
Maybe the Bucks just need in-season tournament pressure to.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got the one seed. That's on Griff's resume.
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah, like you can have as many championships as Doc before the season's over.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know that Doc Rivers ever fucking won an in-season tournament game.
Hey, how about this scenario? What if Griff wins the in-season tournament and then gets fired afterwards?
It's like winning during COVID, right? The Lakers chip.
Yeah, and then they fired Vogel not too long after.
Disney chip.
Will the in-season tournament, say in 50 years, will we look back at players and judge them on their legacy of in-season tournament wins?
Yeah, maybe. Well, he's a 3-time MVP.
Are we going to have a banner? Drop a banner?
Never was able to get over the hump.
Well, and remember we had, like, the guys that they became the COVID guys, like TJ Warren, and people thought Jamal Murray for a minute. Maybe we'll have in-season tournament guys, too. Like, maybe Beasley will be MJ in the in-season tournament, which that also annoyed me tonight because I was getting ready to come on here after the win and praise Beasley for being what we wanted Grayson Allen to be. And then they go and freaking blow it and just ruin all the positive mojo I had in me.
I thought Beasley had some good defense. Like, he brings some decent defense I wasn't expecting.
Somebody in the comments said, Ian says, Adrian Griffin's presser, we probably should have fouled. That's on me. I will take the loss. Then I don't know if this is editorial from Ian or that can't happen with a championship roster.
Hey, fair play to Griffin.
The thing, though, in situations like that, why doesn't a player just say, fuck it, I'll foul this guy? Why does it have to be decreed by the coach?
It doesn't. No. But again, I think an experienced coach makes that message clear.
Well, I think, well, Brooke, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's foul out, whatever. Six, he's out. I don't know.
Who was again? Brooke Middleton probably couldn't catch him. Situation.
I just searched.
Name wasn't Griffin, trying.
On Twitter, just the name Adrian Griffin. This just can't be about Griffin every fucking night.
Well, tonight was a bad game for him, so of course he's going to get some criticism. But like I said, fair play to him for admitting his mistake.
Now he's got to do better.
Cone, what else you thinking?
I didn't watch the Bucks game tonight, so I'm just kind of sitting on the back burner. But got a couple other Big Ten West rumors or East rumors.
Oh yeah, about what?
Do we know our bowl game yet for football?
Gruden to Indiana potentially.
Oh, they just hired a guy.
Oh, never mind then.
That's crazy.
They hired James Madison's guy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I did see that.
That fucking sucks when like coaches bring a program up from nowhere and then the whole place gets pumped and then they're just like fucking peace. I'm going.
Oh, like Luke Fickell?
Bloomington.
That's what Fickell's going to do to us.
Yeah. He's going to be he's terrible. All right. Where's the Bucks? Not a Badgers post game, so.
Big game on Saturday, though. Badgers Marquette.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bart, by the way, you did call the Lions game when we were having our conversation last week.
The Packers would win?
Yeah.
I got a prediction for this week.
I heard already, but go ahead.
Packers lose.
No, what?
Yeah.
No.
Going out on a limb there.
Packers lose 27-24
because I got one in my betting pool. I got a one, so somehow the math has to add up to one.
Something okay, it could be 28-23 then.
Okay, that's cool.
It'll be something like I think Jordan Love will play well, but you're getting Jordan Love against the Chiefs' best defense in the Mahomes era against Joe Barry, who's just like, yo, you can't fool Mahomes. Been in the league a long time. So it's like they're not even going to fucking try to stop him.
They got a good look at practice this week with Clifford playing Mahomes. He did a good job. So, I don't know. I'm not as optimistic either about this game. I'm like 27-20, 27-17.
if the Packers are going to make the playoffs, if this is going to be a push they're going to do, they've got plenty of shitty guys or shitty teams coming up to do that against. It's just we got to get through the Chiefs first. And well, you got Carolina, Tampa, Chicago. I mean,
I just want them to look like they belong on Sunday. Like, I'm not expecting a win, but I also will say this. Packers, please either win or lose by like 14. So I'm not like invested in it and hoping that you win. Like, don't lose on last second field goal or like, you know, have a chance to win and throw a pick. Like, just, I want a nice, easy Sunday night. Please.
It's a Sunday nighter. They flex that, or is that how it's always been?
No, I think that was scheduled.
Yeah, it's scheduled.
The Chiefs did just get flexed, though, which is hilarious.
Where's the game?
Yeah, Thursday Night Football put up Bill Belichick as their signature guy against the Steelers' T.J. Watt for their graphic for next week.
Well, they did?
Yeah, it was Patriots-Steelers. One was T.J. Watt. The other was Bill Belichick because they got nobody.
The game Jake's talking about is Week 15, Chiefs-Patriots was going to be Sunday night. They changed that to Eagles at Seahawks. On Monday night. No, these are Monday night. That pisses me off. Because then if people are traveling out there, they got to change all that shit.
That could have been you.
I know. What if I go to a game and they're just like, ah, fuck it, we're on Monday now. I leave Monday. You fly back Monday. That's
kind of bullshit. Does anybody know Aaron Jones' status? Because he's not on IR.
No, Aaron Jones is on the fucking...
Could come back.
Is he a Packer next year?
No.
I don't think so.
We draft a young running back and cut or trade Dylan too.
I would have said no, but I think there's going to be motivation on both sides to mess with his contract, get him back maybe at a smaller number. I know Aaron Jones loves Green Bay, and I don't think the market for him is going to be all that robust. So I think... I believe he has a year left on his deal. I think they'll come up with a number to get him back. Maybe that's just wishful thinking too. I've got a lot of love for
AJ. I would say I'm with you. I want to think that, but I think the reality is it's a young man's game and he'll be 29 and a running back.
Any other comments? I'm going to wrap it up.
Any Badger Marquette preview for this weekend?
Oh.
I just wish I cared more.
Yeah.
I don't even know that I'll watch the game.
Really?
I'll be watching Texas, Oklahoma State.
I'm like Kelsey's mom. I can't lose. I like both teams. I'm a bandwagoner for both. So whoever wins is who I wanted to win.
You don't root for a team when it's happening?
It's hard, yeah, because I went to Madison, but I grew up, my family was big Marquette people, so I'm torn on basketball.
Got to go with the alumni, come on.
I know, but at the same time, it's like, I know who's going to win. Like Marquette.
Actually, no. I'm going to root for Wisconsin just because I just remembered that Marjan kid is a Marquette guy. So I'm going to root for Wisconsin.
Green and growing.
Jesus. That's rude.
My last thought is really more of a request. Bart, can you please tell me, just declare that CM Punk versus Stone Cold Steve Austin is not happening so I can see it happen, please?
Yeah, Stone Cold doesn't wrestle. It's not happening.
Read up on the dirt sheets. There was a story today. That's all I'm saying.
No.
I got one thing, too, before I go. I said I'd take the bag off if the next team that wins a championship. Does a midseason tournament count?
You got to go half bag.
Yeah, just show me your pretty little mouth.
Oh, no. That's I'm like down the middle.
Go to a Ziploc if that happens.
Get one of those sex masks.
Yeah.
No, get like a Sendix plastic bag. It's a little smaller.
Yeah. Take off a Trader Joe's bag to reveal a Sendix bag.
Perfect.
Don't take the bag off. I won't let you on.
All right. Peace out. All right.
Yeah, see you guys. Have a good night.
All right. Bye, folks.
Later, Winkleverse.
Peace out. I was just going to play a couple voicemails from Matt. Real quick, Matt in the Falls. Carlos Place voicemail line, 402-915-2278. Here is Matt.
Everyone, stop talking about fucking wrestling. This Hollywood bullshit is garbage, and I'm sick of hearing about it on this podcast.
Oh, that was the whole, that was a voicemail I got at 5:14. I did get a callback voicemail. Here's another one from Matt in the Falls, 7:30.
Hey, Bart, it's me. Call back about the wrestling thing. Called earlier. Was a little charged up because I was listening to today's episode on my way home from work. As I do, I like to split up the episode in small segments throughout the day as I can. But I was listening to you guys talk about wrestling, and I was just so fed up. And it's not that... you know, obviously, we all know wrestling is fake and all that, and I don't want to get into that and, you know, whether it's done or not. The thing about you guys and talking wrestling is you don't actually talk, like, there's no substance whatsoever. It's all just, like, is CM Punk back? Is the AEW better than the WWE? What's going on with the WWE? Oh, the AEW was so good in the 90s, but is CM Punk back? Oh, I don't know. Gravedigger might be back, but then is this guy back? Like, you guys don't, there's no actual talk about any wrestling whatsoever. Like, you'd think that if this was this big thing, you would be, oh, did you see him jump off the top rope, do a bat flip, and kick him in the face? But no, you don't talk about any of that crap, because there's nothing to talk about. And it's there's nothing to it. It's wasted time with no substance whatsoever. Is the WWE, is Hulk Hogan coming back to the AEW? I don't fucking know. Who gives a shit?
we're going to laugh because you called it the AEW. Oh, we're going to, us wrestling guys are going to laugh and laugh. Matt wants more in-depth wrestling breakdowns. I could talk about Gunther's match. He gave The Miz a lot of offense at Survivor Series, but that's good for The Miz. Are they building The Miz to beat Gunther? They can't. You got to have like a younger guy beat him. Chad Gable needs to be the one to beat Gunther. I like that storyline. They've got him more on the comedy scene now. But I do like The Miz as a face. He's a natural heel, but I like when he does these little face runs. And with that, we bid you adieu. Next live show will be Sunday night, Packers and Chiefs. We could talk a little bit about the Bucks Hawks on that one too. That's Saturday night. And we can find out what happened with college football, because we'll know the playoffs by then too. So all of that will be good. Stalus Tom says, open some cards. I could do one pack of cards, but then I'm going to run out. I'll do one pack of cards here. Let's go with, again, these are all for my son. And now he will be deprived of this joy because I had to open them on the internet. We've got a Donruss pack from, I don't know what year this is. I'm going to say late 80s. We got a puzzle piece. All right. That goes to the Stan Musial puzzle. Got a puzzle piece there. Oh, this is Donruss 88. We got a Hubie Brooks. Okay. We got a, who the fuck is this guy? Steve Ontiveros. Well, I can honestly say, as an avid card collector of 80s and 90s baseball, I don't think this fucking guy exists. This cannot be a real card. I have never heard of this man. Bill Pakoda. That's an interesting one. Pakoda rankings. Andy Allinson. Indians great. Tim Cruz. Looking good with that mustache and Dodger white. Dan Pasqua. Yankees hitter. Oh, love this man. Dennis Boyd. You may know him as Oil Can. I got a brewer here. Who the fuck is Jay Aldrich? Frank Tanana. Jim Dwyer. He looks old as fuck in this picture. How old is he really? 88 Donruss. Okay, he is old. He's 38. I thought this was going to be one of these things where, you know, there's like a 28-year-old guy. Like Ray Nitschke at 35 looked 80. Bob Zebra. John Pawlowski. Bill Buckner, Angels. Dave Meads and Terry Pendleton. He had a nice career. All right. No Marquette Badgers live. I'll be on CBS on Saturday. So if anybody wants to call in and break that game down, you're more than welcome to do so. Jerry says these packs have been ass. You've been saving your kid pain. That's right. Yeah. How fucking exciting. I get my kid into baseball cards and he opens up a goddamn Jim Dwyer. What a disaster. All right. See you guys later.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.